This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. It is time for the Fantasy Football Focus, Matt.
Yeah,
we're
first
back
one
to that
coming,
time of
right?
the year.
It is that time of year.
And as we did in the pre-draft process for the NFL draft, fantasy football is all about your draft.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the most important day of the year.
Sure, no doubt about it. And awfully fun if you do it correctly.
Awfully fun if you do it correctly. So what I thought we would do, Matt, is...
We're going to be really rough at this.
We're going to do... a different draft every day,
okay,
from a different spot.
Different
pick in round one. So today we're going to start with a draft out of the one slot.
Okay.
It's where everybody wants to be at sometimes.
See, I don't.
I don't necessarily like it either.
I need to do more work this year, but one of my favorite things about our league is we pull cards out of a hat, basically, and if you get the ace, you can pick where
pick
you pick in round one.
Yeah.
Rarely do I want to be at one because I hate that weight. And not to mention, like, round 7, 8, when it's not obvious who's all going to be taken. If I'm torn between two guys, I'm not going to get both. That's why I kind of like to sit in the middle more often than not.
The thing, you know, unless, you know, you got LaDainian Tomlinson at the top of his powers.
Emmett.
Or yeah,
right,
something
I mean, there
like
some
that.
Great ones, right.
Now, there are some backs at the top of this that are, you know, very good.
Oh, of course.
And we're doing this on FantasyPros.com's Draft Wizards.
Okay.
Okay, so just so people know if they want to go check it out. But we've got the number one pick. You got Christian McCaffrey.
Did you say this is PPR?
Yeah.
Good.
It's a PPR league.
Yep.
Standard league format, one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, a tight end, a defense, and a kicker.
And we're going to do a lot of these.
And we got six
mix
bench
them
spots.
Up once in a while and do a super flex or something once in a while or something. Yeah. Just we got a lot of them between now and opening day.
So they give us a thing here. 90% of the experts agree that Christian McCaffrey should be the number one overall pick.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But he's not the slam dunk that Tomlinson or Emmett was in their heyday just because he's coming off an injury.
The other guys who they say the experts say you should think about here, 6% say Dalvin Cook.
I think he's my number two right now.
4% say Kamara.
See, I'm down on Kamara. I love the player. I just think his situation
could be tough.
Does not help him, especially if Taysom Hill's taking any snaps.
So I think we almost have to take
Christian
McCaffrey. Yeah. You get the number one overall pick in your draft, take Christian McCaffrey. So we make
But
our
I don't
pick.
Want number one. I mean, I don't love him enough to say, boy, I get to wait till 24. Saquon, I think, would be my 3-2. I think I'd take him over Kamara.
Okay. And this is the problem with this because you're waiting. So here are the players that went right after that. So Kamara went second.
Okay.
Dalvin
I think that's
Cook,
a little rich.
Dalvin Cook third. Derrick Henry fourth.
In a PPR, that's a little risky, but the guy scores touchdowns and is pretty immense.
Saquon Barkley went fifth. Davante Adams, 6. Tyreek Hill, 7.
I'm going to get redundant on this because I'm going to always go running back, but I can't take Davante Adams as first receiver
I can't
the
either,
with
no.
the Rodgers situation.
Jonathan Taylor went 8th.
That's about where he goes, but I don't think I'm that high on him.
Ezekiel Elliott, 9.
He scares me, and I might regret it.
Nick Chubb, 10.
Okay.
Austin Ekeler, 11.
See, there's about – I bet you're going to name, like, the next 5 backs is – I want 2 of those.
Travis Kelce, 12th.
I get it. I thought he was the MVP last year.
Top of round 2. And this so, the you know, the guy who picked 12 there took Kelce, comes back and takes Cam Akers. So
yeah.
You can flip-flop that. That's no, yeah.
Sure.
Antonio Gibson, the second pick of the second round.
Yeah. I think he has a chance to be the first overall pick a year from now. I'm not predicting he will, but I can paint a picture where he will be.
Aaron Jones, third pick of the second round.
He worries me a little.
Stephon Diggs. Fourth pick of the second round.
He might. I think I can make an argument he should be the number one receiver this year.
You can make that argument.
Yeah.
Calvin Ridley, the fifth pick of the second round.
Okay.
DeAndre Hopkins, the sixth pick of the second
Safe
round.
Safe as could be.
Joe Mixon.
Yeah, that's one of my guys.
And Najee Harris, the eighth pick of the second round.
You're not going to. If we do this a month from now, he won't be available there. I promise.
He almost fell to us there with our pick.
Maybe we would have ran to the podium.
Yeah. DK Metcalf, AJ Brown, and then Robinson.
I'm happy Robinson is gone. See, what I really want, and I want to pick like 9 or 10 and get 2 of Eckler, Akers, Mixon, Najee.
Yeah.
There's a couple others in there that's.
Here's our problem.
High
now.
Volume and they're talented.
We're sitting here. Our picks are up. We got back to back picks here.
Right.
Coming out of that one hole. So the experts are saying we should take Justin Jefferson, 38%, or Michael Thomas, 35%.
There's an argument to make that Jefferson should be the number one receiver.
Yeah. Keenan Allen at 19%, or Darren Waller at 8%.
Philosophically, there's no way I'm not taking a back with one of these two picks.
If it's a running back, I just clicked over to see the top running backs available. You got Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
I'm okay with that.
DeAndre Swift.
I'm not okay with that.
Chris Carson.
He scares me.
J.K. Dobbins.
I like.
Those are your top running backs available. Those are the suggested.
The big catchphrase this offseason is the running back dead zone, where – and what people are defining that, and this is kind of like our analytics conversation before, round 3 through 5 running backs in fantasy have not lived up to their ADP the last several years. And we're starting to get in that neighborhood. I don't know if I buy any of that crap, though, to be honest with you. Like, I'm still going to draft one in the round 3 through 5 if I like them.
Well, here's our problem. I'm looking here.
I know what I would do, but I would think I'm going to have a tough time convincing you.
Here's our list here. Guys, running back still available.
Mm-hmm.
Edwards-Helaire, Swift, Carson, Dobbins, Miles Sanders, David Montgomery, Josh Jacobs, Miles Gaskin, Kareem Hunt, Mike Davis.
I get it. And as a result, I want to take Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah.
Because it is PPR. He wasn't as bad as people think when you look at the body of work. Great offense. Could be the third leading receiver in that offense.
Right. It's year two. Should have a better – they'll have a much better understanding.
Much better line.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's a superstar, but I can't go and hope that I get Mike Davis in round 4 and be thrilled with that. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Or Hunt or one of those dudes.
I hear you. Edwards-Helaire is the pick.
Okay.
Now we're back up again.
Now, I certainly would concede that Justin Jefferson and there's probably 2 or 3 other receivers are worth this pick. And are a home run and are I can't say anything bad about them except that they're wide receivers.
Yeah.
I want Darren Waller, though. And I've never done this yet. This is my first mock of the year on the air or off. He's a third-round target for me. We talked the last segment about trusting Gruden and the Raiders and the offense. He's the total focal point of that passing game. I like him more than Kittle this year, although that's tough. I'd rather get the third one. But, man, I just saw what Kelce did as what I thought was the fantasy MVP. And I think there's 3 elite tight ends and really 6 that I almost feel like I have to have or I'm punting. And that includes, like, a Hockenson and a Pitts and maybe a Goddard, Andrews, those type of guys. But we're going to be, you know, obviously our receivers are going to be suspect. But if we go receiver 4 and 5 – we're going to get guys that are at least as good as Chase Claypool. I mean, we're going to get good receivers still.
Well, Justin Jefferson's tough to pass on.
There's no question. He's a better prospect than Waller or
CEH. The question you ask yourself there, okay, so the experts are saying we should actually take Kittle, 52% say Kittle.
I mean, I can see the argument of Kittle over Waller. I prefer Waller right now.
Points-wise, projected points, they're projecting 257 for Waller, 258 for Kittle.
Okay. I think Kittle's a better football player. I love Kittle. I've owned him in many places. His durability worries me, and I don't think they're, no matter who their quarterback is, they're going to throw a ball a ton.
The question I ask, okay, so their projection, 257 for Waller, 258 for Kittle. Hockenson, they're projecting 183.
Yeah.
Mark Andrews are projecting 202.
I think I might take Hockenson over Andrews.
Pitts is projected at 185.
Mm-hmm. And I bet one of those is there in round 4.
Right. That's
and I can live with
that's
that.
That's where I was going to go. The projection on Justin Jefferson is 278.
Okay.
So more
is he
points.
The number one receiver?
He's the number one receiver still remaining. That's 40.
I'm a little shocked he's still there, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You start looking at some of those other players, you know, is the fall off projected? I'm going, you know, looking
like
at
the 20th receiver,
points.
15th receiver.
You're looking at a guy like a
it's probably like a Thielen.
Like Deontay Johnson, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Projected points 232. You're talking a 40-point difference there.
No, I hear you. I kind of want to guarantee that I get an upper flight tight end throw a lot of receiver darts. But Jefferson's really, really good. I mean, he shouldn't still be there.
He should not still be there at the top of round three.
I'm 100% a believer. I have nothing negative to say about
this. Is pick 25. Should he, you know, should he be in your top 25? Yeah. If we don't take him, the next guy's going to.
Maybe, of course. Yeah. There's no chance we have him to come back. So to me, that's tight end versus Jefferson. You make the call. I would go tight end.
All right. We'll take Darren Waller.
All right.
We'll take Darren Waller. That doesn't work out.
I'm going to hear about it.
You're going to hear about it.
And my attitude might change over the summer about where to take that top tight end, but I'm not sure I could.
I could have been convinced to take another running back there, by the way, as well.
Good, because then we're in the same ballpark. Yeah. I love having my flex as a running back.
Okay, so the tight ends that were still available after that, so Hawkinson's still available when it comes. We're back up again.
Oh, okay.
Hawkinson, Andrews, and Pitts were all still available.
Okay, that doesn't shock me. That's the neighborhood they should be going in, but I don't think they'll last much longer.
All right, so here's the problem that we now have.
We have to take a receiver.
The top receiver still available is Cooper Kupp. Yeah.
But who's behind him?
Adam Thielen, Tyler Lockett.
That's worse than I expected, to be honest
yeah.
with you.
Just looking here. Let's see just wide receivers on their own here.
Is there so you got Sutton or a Claypool or a Deontay?
You got Kupp, Thielen, Lockett, Galladay.
None of those are targets.
I don't love
me.
Any of these.
No,
Ayuk,
right.
Higgins.
I like Ayuk. I don't know. They're going to throw the ball a lot.
Juju.
So, what running backs are
Chark.
Available? I think we have to take a receiver.
Odell.
Ugh.
Cortland Sutton. Robbie Anderson. I'm not liking the Chase Claypool.
No. I don't know that we could go two of those.
Ja'Marr Chase.
I feel like we have to take one.
Yeah.
But if we go, did they force us to consider an elite quarterback? Sometimes, you know, you got to zig when they zag. Is there still a
you're Lamar the guys
or?
That, no.
Yeah, I would.
Well, Lamar's there.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray and Lamar are the top two quarterbacks. Okay. Dak Prescott still available. Russell Wilson still available.
So probably Mahomes is the only one gone. Maybe Josh Allen.
Let's take a look here.
I'm sure Mahomes.
Josh
gone.
Allen went in this.
Okay.
Mahomes went pick 3-4. Josh Allen went pick 3-6.
Okay. So I bet there's going to be a run. I think I would go.
Running back still available.
Yeah, who are those?
Miles Gaskin.
Ugh.
Kareem Hunt.
No.
Mike Davis.
No.
Chase Edmonds. Melvin Gordon.
Oh, no.
Raheem Mostert.
That's terrible.
James Robinson. I mean, Javonte Williams. We're getting.
I mean, it's safe to say we should have done. If we could reverse time, we'd take Justin Jefferson, take a Hawkinson or somebody here, and then another pick that we don't love.
Yeah.
My vote is Lamar, which is against what I usually do, and our choice of receiver, none of which I love. But it's a bad – the deck did not fall the way we
we're
going
to have to draft just receivers like crazy.
And all we do now is running backs and receivers, but especially receivers.
All right, Lamar's the pick.
What receiver do you like?
See,
I know it's not pretty right now, but – starting Lamar and Waller every week gives you a pretty high floor with McCaffrey, oh, by the way. You know, like those three are our foundation players now.
Do you like Cooper Kupp here?
He's as fine as any of the others.
He's going to be you get Stafford throwing to him.
Mm-hmm.
No
one stood out of that group, to be honest.
Yeah.
He's as good as any.
I like Tyler Lockett, but he's too up and down. It's just, if he's my number two or three, I'm fine with that.
Very happy with it, right?
I don't want him as my number one.
He struggled down the stretch, too, but I think he's going a little later than he should.
Yeah.
I'm fine with Kupp.
All right. Cooper Kupp's a pick.
I think we're hoping a Claypool or a Sutton or somebody like that's there this next time around.
Next time
a higher upside, you know, high pedigree type dude.
And we're not going to like this.
No. Not going so well.
No. Top guys available right now.
So all we care about now are running backs and receivers.
We're in round six.
Yeah.
Mike Davis.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Juju.
I don't love that.
Chase Edmonds.
Not bad.
Robbie Anderson are the top guys. The suggestion here is that we take Juju. 66% of the experts say Juju.
I like Anderson more than Juju, but what other receivers are out there? I feel like one of these picks has to be a receiver at least.
Robbie Anderson, Tyler Boyd, Will Fuller, Deebo Samuel. Brandon Cooks, Jerry Jeudy, Jarvis Landry, a bunch of number two guys. Curtis Samuel, Devontae Smith.
Two names you mentioned that I'm kind of intrigued with but might be a little early for are Judy and Cooks. Number one receiver on the Texans is going to be Garbage Time Central. I'm not sure I'd take him over Juju, but Juju's not for me this year.
Boy, I'm looking down this. They just keep saying suggest another player, and I'm suggesting another player, and I'm just not loving it.
There's nobody. This has not gone well.
So here are the guys available again. You're looking at
kind of leaning towards Mike Davis.
Juju, Robbie Anderson, Tyler Boyd, Will Fuller, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Cooks, Jerry Judy, Jarvis Landry, Curtis Samuel, Devontae Smith, Laviska Shenault, Devontae Parker, Antonio Brown, Marquise Brown, Michael Gallup, Marvin Jones, Michael Pittman, Mike Williams, Cole Beasley, T.Y. Hilton.
There's a lot of those guys I'll be happy if they make it to our next picks.
Yeah. I don't love this
one. I think
we
have to take a receiver here.
Well, we got back-to-back picks here.
I know. The receivers aren't good enough for me to take two, and I know that hurts our starters, but I feel like I would take a Mike Davis and Judy.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know. I mean, our last four picks, I'm not doing cartwheels over. So, therefore, since things didn't go swimmingly for our first six picks, especially our last four, I kind of feel like it's swing for fences time. You know, like, I don't want Tyler Boyd.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
I
want home run.
Too safe, yeah.
Yeah, I want Waddle or,
right.
You know what I mean?
We took Mike Davis and Jerry Judy.
Okay. Not great.
It's not great.
Not great. Again, I'm going to go back to, though, I'm starting McCaffrey, Lamar, and Waller every week. So the spots to fill in are the easiest ones to find throughout the course of the year.
Yeah. We're back up again. Okay. The suggestion is that we take David Johnson.
Ew.
No.
Ooh,
yeah. We still need another wide receiver.
We definitely have to take a wide receiver here. Let's start there.
Okay.
Maybe two.
The number one suggested pick is Laviska Shenault.
I don't dislike that. That seems very early to me. He's one of my new man crushes, though, but I don't trust that system or situation. I like him more for the real world than fantasy.
This one's not. I kind of like Michael Pittman here.
I do, too. That's a good one.
I kind of like Michael Pittman.
I think he's going to lead the team in receptions.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the number one.
Right.
Because you got Shenault, Devontae Parker, Antonio Brown, Marquise Brown, Michael Gallup, Marvin Jones, Michael Pittman. He's the only one there that I look at and say, okay, he's going to be the number one.
I think he's vastly underrated.
Yeah.
Let's just grab him.
Okay.
Now we're back. I own him in a lot of dynasty leagues. I really liked him coming out.
We're back up again. Now I could be – okay, we got three starting receivers. Now you can kind of take another swing at the fences here.
Yeah. I don't think there's a back worth taking, probably, huh?
I'm going to look here real quick.
David Johnson.
Leonard Fournette, Damian Harris, James Conner, Zach Moss.
I like Moss this year, but this is a little early.
Michael Carter.
Who's our second back? Or our third back is Davis.
Yeah.
Never mind. I was going to say Conner would be interesting if you're in a situation where your opening day starters are a little rough. If you can get a month of him while you find his replacement, it'd be interesting. But I don't think we're in that neighborhood.
I'm not jump on the Gus bus.
It's not horrible.
Yeah,
but he's not a home run hitter.
No, he's not.
Michael Carter could be okay. I don't know. I might take another receiver here.
I'm looking here at the receiver position. They're not suggesting any. Okay, here we go. So it's Shenault, Antonio Brown, Devontae Parker, Marquise Brown, Michael Gallup, Marvin Jones.
Two of my favorites.
Mike Williams.
In this neighborhood that I'm going to own a ton and already do for what they've cost in my other leagues is AB and Mike Williams. Those are two guys I think are very underrated right now. I mean, if Evans or Godwin misses any time, I still think Antonio Brown's great. And to get this cheap, I mean, he's like the best wide receiver handcuff of all time and very startable in the meantime. Like, with all respect to Godwin and Evans, he may lead that team in receptions. I mean, Brady has as much rapport with him as he does the other guys. And I think Mike Williams is criminally underrated. Not that he's a great player, but he's a top 10 pick. He scored a lot of touchdowns in his career. He's really done nothing wrong. And he's in a contract year with a really good young quarterback. Those are just two of my target guys in, like, the seventh, eighth rounds of fantasy drafts.
Yeah, I hear you on that. You also have a floor guy here like Cole Beasley.
It's not bad.
You know
it's his PPR.
Yeah, it's right. PPR. He's going to get the football.
Mm-hmm. I don't think qualms with that.
You could pencil it in for 10 points every time you put him in the lineup.
Hope he scores.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
You know, some of these other guys are a little too much. You know, they're going to be week to week. Like
the Visca's great, but I don't know if I can start him in week one and be comfortable about it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Marquise Brown is, I've lived through that.
Yeah.
Marvin Jones has been that guy throughout the course of his career. Start him one week, he get nothing. Next week, he goes out and scores three touchdowns.
Considering the status of our wide receiver core, a Beasley makes sense. I mean, he is a double.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a straight off the fence.
Really good offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Let's do
that.
Start
him week one and go from there.
Okay. And we're rolling again here. Oh, the running backs are getting picked over pretty good.
I bet. But we have three.
We've got three. We're back up again. Here are the picks. Here are the suggestions. Let's go all. They're suggesting we take Nyheim Hines, 35%.
PPR.
Yeah.
Okay.
T.Y. Hilton. 29%. Jalen Reagor, 19%. Jamal Williams, 17%.
Jamal Williams could be.
Joe Burrow at 4%.
We don't need a quarterback. I mean, this is where I like to draft my quarterbacks. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to get Burrow here if Lamar would have been a stud at a different position.
Rob Tonyan, suggestion. John Brown.
Ugh.
Tariq Cohen.
This is the receiving back neighborhood.
Nelson Aguilar.
Wow. It's pretty rough.
Tony Pollard.
Tony Pollard. See, I think Tony Pollard is good. And if Zeke's done or at all injured.
Or misses any time.
I'm not sure he's any different than Kareem Hunt for fantasy reasons.
All right.
I'll take Pollard.
Let's do it. We'll take Tony Pollard.
I think he's a really good player. Like, I wish he was a Steeler. I mean, I think he's good.
Now we got our second pick here.
Not so good.
Yeah. Do you take a shot on a guy like Jalen Reagor and hope?
I like him less and less the more I watch his. He really struggles getting off press man coverage, which is a bad indicator. I loved him coming out of school, but I think I might be wrong on him. But if somebody like that, yes. You know, the kind of like our Pittman pick, you know, an early high upside guy that could hit.
I'm looking here. I don't know if I see that guy.
Yeah. Give me a few receiver names that are at least on the top of the board. Like, I sure don't want Aguilar.
Christian Kirk?
It's not horrible. I mean, I think A.J. Green's dust.
Yeah.
And if they're going to play a ton of three and four receiver sets. You know,
Paris Campbell's here, but we've already got Pittman, so we can't do that. Denzel Mims?
He can't even run with the twos right now.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Brashad Perryman? Kirk's probably the best of the group.
It's not so bad.
Gabriel Davis? We already got a Buffalo.
He's interesting, but we already have a Bills receiver.
We already have a Buffalo receiver. Yeah.
I think Kirk's a little undervalued.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take him. He's got some upside there. They'll throw him. Yeah.
I liked him coming out of school when he's flashed. He's another one kind of like Mike Williams.
Ooh, the Steelers defense just – we're in round 11 now.
Yeah, I guess we're already in that neighborhood.
We're getting to that.
Is that the first defense?
They're the first defense.
I think Washington will be most drafts. Just my hunch.
Okay. We're back up here. This is the 12th round, last pick of the 12th round.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind. Let's take a look here. Well, Gus Bus is now there.
That's not bad.
Top running backs available. Gus Edwards, James White, Darrell Henderson.
Henderson and Gus are about as good a handcuffs as you can get.
Yeah.
I mean, an injury away from being studs.
Alexander Madison still
and
available.
Edwards is very startable anyway.
I want nothing with Tevin Coleman.
No.
Giovanni Bernard.
I like Gio. I think he's going to be the James White there for Brady. I don't want him this early. But I think Gio is going to be a late round target for me.
Yeah.
There's not much in front of him, but there's too many names there.
Henderson, when he starts and he's just the guy, is really good.
Really good.
Hmm.
I don't mind Edwards either. Henderson and Edwards are the two that stand out as running backs. Or would you consider a great tight end or quarterback? Now,
my problem with taking Gus Edwards is he didn't catch a lot of passes.
No.
This is a PPR. Henderson will catch some passes when he's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I lean towards him with that pick.
Yeah, they're pretty even for me, but Henderson is definitely the better receiver.
Should we take a backup tight end?
If there's someone that leaps off the page.
How about Irv Smith?
No.
How about Evan
Ingram? I want to like him, but I don't think they're going to use him as much as
How about Evan Ingram?
That's
Or Cole Kmet?
No. Maybe Ingram.
Gronk?
No.
Blake Jarwin?
No.
Austin Hooper?
No.
Gerald Everett?
I like Gerald Everett a lot.
Gerald Everett's a distinct possibility.
I think
there.
he's way going too late. He's probably going to be their third receiver.
I like him as our number two.
Yeah, I do too.
Let's do that.
That's fine.
Okay, so that's our 13th round pick.
With this tight end early.
We haven't taken a backup quarterback either.
I know, but that's okay.
That's fine.
There'll be someone there.
We'll pick somebody up.
But if like Everett is really good through the first two or three weeks of the season, I'm feeling
that's trade. Yeah, there's all kinds of trade offers.
Right,
I'm going to get my wide receiver because I'll package.
I'll get a number one for Waller or something. Yeah, right.
I'll package.
Yeah.
Okay, we are back up again here, and everybody's drafting kickers and defenses.
Man, let's grab a backup quarterback while we're.
Well, Harrison Butker's there.
I philosophically object to taking a kicker. Except the last round.
I'll take the leading point scorer.
That's fine.
Position.
It makes you happy, but that does not make me happy.
Well, the defenses are not great.
Okay.
You got the Saints defense.
Yeah.
You got the Bills defense.
Yeah.
Just looking here real quick. The Dolphins defense, the Chargers defense, the Bears defense, Cleveland's defense, Denver.
Denver
might be okay. If
Denver
the
with a good defensive coach, a bunch of corners, and Von Miller coming back.
Yeah, let's take him.
Okay.
And
how about a
again.
Backup quarterback?
We still need a kicker.
Oh, come on.
This is the last round.
Oh, I thought we'd – okay.
No.
I didn't realize we had a better day here.
Yeah. No, this is it.
Yeah, all right.
So.
Lamar, you better carry the load.
I'm taking Harrison Butker.
That's fine. That's fine. I didn't realize it was the last round.
This is it, yeah.
We're
going to have
that.
To pick up a quarterback.
Fair enough.
So our team is quarterback is Lamar Jackson.
That
running
makes me
backs,
very happy.
Christian McCaffrey, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Our starting receivers, Cooper Kupp, Jerry Jeudy, Michael Pittman.
That's a little weak. That's
tight end,
weak.
Darren Waller. Defensive special teams, we got the Broncos and then Harrison Butker. On the bench, we've got Mike Davis, Cole Beasley, Tony Pollard, Christian Kirk, Daryl Henderson, and Gerald Everett.
I don't think we did so great.
I don't like it.
I don't love it either.
I don't like it at all.
I don't think I'm going to like picking first overall.
Picking first is tough.
Even when we get better at this.
Yeah.
You know, looking back, I probably would have taken Jefferson over Waller.
I mean, a lot of teams aren't going to like to play us every week because Lamar or Christian McCaffrey could beat you single-handedly.
Those two and Waller give us a very high floor. I mean, that's my point with those guys is they're going to score every week amongst the best at their position. And it's not like Cooper Kupp's not going to score points. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But.
But, right. As often is the case with my teams, by about week three or four, I'm going to be bugging people to try to get number one receiver off them. I don't know anyone on our team that can develop into a number one receiver. I mean, Jeudy, if everything, the stars align, maybe.
Jeudy and Pittman give you a chance to
be
solid number twos.
Receiver.
Yeah,
I mean,
like solid 12. Number twos.
Right. And I think their best football's ahead of them.
Yeah.
I like those guys.
I mean, the days of Cooper Kupp being that are –
No.
That's
right.
not happening.
I mean, they're not going to outscore A.J. Brown, Jefferson, Adams, Thomas. You know, you can come with 12 off the top of your head easily.
Yeah, realistically, if we had taken Jefferson instead of Edwards-Helaire.
Then we'd probably end up with Hawkinson in the next round.
Yeah, or instead of a –
And probably don't go Lamar either.
Yeah. So
maybe not, right.
Yeah.
And we'll see. I don't love picking one, though.
No, I don't love it either.
McCaffrey's not enough of a payoff for me to love it.
Wednesday, we'll do it from the two-hole.
Maybe we should do it from the 12.
Work backwards again.
Go every go other.
Back. Okay, we
you
can do that,
mean?
Too. We can do that.
Because two's going to be pretty similar to this.
Yeah, it is. It probably is.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it that way.
All right.
That was fun. It was interesting.
It was a learning experience for us.
Absolutely.
A lot of people probably haven't
hope it's a learning experience for everybody out there. Don't just automatically trade for the number one spot.
No.
You got to have
most
number one.
Got
to have
I mean,
number one.
I can promise you if I was picking 8-9 and we ended up with Najee and Eckler as our first two picks.
I'm real happy about that. Now you're cooking with gas, right?
Yeah,
I'm happy about that. Yeah.
To the foundation.
Okay, well,
nice.
That's going to do it for our show today. So for Matt Williamson, for Kellen here on site. I almost spit it out again there. But Kellen Gursky here on site keeping us on the air. I'm Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.